This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. The stakes are high for both sides as contract talks resume Tuesday between Philadelphia officials and striking blue-collar workers. KYW City Herald Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
One pitch that District Council 33 President Greg Boulware has made for bigger raises is that his members are the most underpaid of any city union.
Every day, I keep people calling me and telling me about their hardships and their situations. And I'm thinking, why we got to go through that in the sixth largest city in the country?
But that also means members are likely to have fewer savings to get them through a prolonged strike with no paychecks. That was a major factor when workers chose to go back to work in 1986 after a 20-day strike. They did win a 5% raise, but they'd lost 6% of their income, so it took more than a year to recoup. Union supporters are trying to mitigate worker losses this time around. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union is offering 1% loans. AFSCME International's president offered financial support, though he didn't specify what form it would take.
The city does not yet have an estimate of what the strike is costing. A 22-year-old man is behind bars after police in Delaware say he fired multiple rounds at a man while he was standing with a woman and a toddler. KYW's Sonny Morgan has more.
22-year-old Johnny Washington was arrested after police say he pulled out a gun and shot multiple rounds at a man who was standing with a woman and a three-year-old. It happened just after 8:30 a.m. Monday on the unit block of Palace Avenue in Claymont when Newcastle County police say Washington got into an altercation with a 26-year-old man. Officials say Washington grabbed a gun and fired several times towards the man, hitting him once in his upper body. The woman and the child were not injured, according to police. Responding officers quickly found Washington, who had fled the scene after the shooting, and took him into custody.
Investigators say he faces multiple charges, including assault and reckless endangerment. A man convicted of secretly recording college students in a Villanova University bathroom is facing new charges that he stole nude photos and posted them online without consent. KYW's Connor Barcon has more.
Prosecutors say 33-year-old Tyler Jones got hold of cell phones belonging to five women or their boyfriends and then sent himself naked pictures without their knowledge. In 2013, Jones pleaded guilty to invasion of privacy charges for posting recordings he took of unknowing students inside of a Villanova University bathroom. The state is prosecuting Jones in the most recent case, but he is also facing a federal lawsuit where he is accused of sharing hundreds of images of a Villanova University professor on the internet. The outcome of that case is still pending.
Bail was set for Jones at $350,000, and he was ordered to stay away from the victims. Residents and council members in Pemberton, Burlington County are calling for the mayor to resign as he is facing misconduct allegations. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has details from Monday night's township meeting.
Multiple residents spoke during the public comment period at the township meeting, sharing their displeasure with Republican Mayor Jack Tompkins, who's facing multiple lawsuits alleging sexual harassment from former employees.
He's got to go.
The crowd cheered when Tompkins walked out while resident and former employee Vicki Adams really let him have it.
I would go home from work nights crying because of his behavior. I would not want to go into work the next day because of his behavior.
Council President Matthew Bianchini, also a Republican, issued a statement saying the mayor has subjected residents and employees to repeated and deeply troubling instances of misconduct and called for Tompkins to resign.
Tompkins, who was elected in 2023, did not respond to our request for comment. The freshman class at Temple University is on track to be the largest ever. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
More first-year students than ever, more than 6,300, have put down undergraduate deposits for the fall semester at Temple University. That's up 9% over last year and a sign that the class of 2029 could set a record, says Provost Gregory Mandel.
We are very excited to be looking forward to welcoming the largest first-year class in Temple's history.
Mandel says an increased local recruiting effort is a key reason why.
We are up about 20% in Philadelphia. We're also up about 20% in the collar counties and across the state.
Overall enrollment is down 10,000 from the all-time high of 40,000 in 2017, but Mandel says this would be the second straight year that first-year enrollment is up.
Given the value that we offer, we believe we can have a stable enrollment going forward.
He says 83% of Temple freshmen returned last year, beating the national average retention rate of 78%. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.